Welcome to part two of our conversation with Mary Thomas about her journey with the dead. Air pressure, very interesting. What do you do to kind of measure that and keep track of that when you're on an investigation?
Yeah, so again, I can't take credit for this. This is all Andy Guy.
Yeah.
But he has set up a piece of equipment, and we call it a spider, effectively. But it measures the air pressure fluctuations that happen within the locality of the piece of equipment. So normally we're inside. We can be in some airy places like forts and stuff, but it would normally only measure the locality of the area that you're in. And it measures the fluctuations of air pressure. And we've recognized that when it hits a 7, that seems to be when we are having paranormal experiences. We had one recently where we'd captured some EVPs and it hit a 12 on the air pressure mark.
Uh-huh.
So that was quite good evidence that we sort of that compounded that air pressure is something that happens at the same time.
Is it something where you go into a place and then the air pressure level rises to like the 7 or the 12, or is it more so finding a location where that's what the air pressure is currently sitting at when you go in to investigate?
So it can be that it rises, but what we normally find is that you have your baseline air pressure. That can fluctuate within a building, but if you're in a enclosed space, normally that should be fairly stable.
Mm-hmm.
But what we've seen is that it will jump fairly quickly, say to a 12, and then stay at that air pressure spike, and then drop back down again.
So when it's spiking, is it spiking like when at the moment of getting an EVP or some sort of communication, or is it spiking and sticking once? Essentially, the assumption would be that the entity knows you're there to try and communicate, and then the air pressure changes for a period of time.
It's a fairly short, sharp spike, I would say. So I wouldn't say it stays at that point. It's a short, sharp spike, and then drops down. But we have seen it happen at the time of the EVP.
Wow. What, in your experiences, you know, tell me about some of the EVPs that you've captured that have very much intrigued you and really, you know, are fairly unrefutable in your mind as to, yeah, this was definitely something.
So we've just recently caught one that's probably a really good one to share. So we were at a location called Shire Hall, and again, that is in the south coast of the UK. And we thought it was a relatively quiet night. But again, it was one of those areas. So let me describe the place first, actually.
Sure.
Shire Hall was an old county court. So it had the courthouse and the cells below it, so where they brought the prisoners in. And it was, I believe, built in the 1700s.
Okay.
So it's quite an old location. But we'd had what we thought was a relatively quiet night. But while I was setting up some equipment, I walked through the cell area, and in the middle of the cell area, I had an experience where I felt a presence behind me, felt an energy around me. Nobody else was there with me at the time, so I kind of sort of carried on, set up the equipment that I was setting up, and then behind me, the rest of the group came through. they all stopped in exactly the same spot and said that they could feel the same feeling, which to me was a great experience. And I'd explained to them, yes, I'd just felt that experience too. Mm-hmm. That was at the beginning of the night. So then we carried on with the investigation. And when we were in that location, I was asked to explain what had happened. So we effectively were trying to recreate it. So another guy who wasn't in the same team, he said he would go down through into the cells and we would do what we call an SB7 session, mm-hmm. which I'm not sure if anybody's seen that, but it's basically you have a broken radio and the theory is that spirits can communicate via that radio.
Sure.
So we were just setting up to do that experiment in the area that I had the feeling, the presence in. And I was directing Michael to where that experience was. On the footage, there is actually an EVP. While I'm explaining where Michael should stand, there's an EVP saying down there. Which again is almost sort of quite crazy in itself, because they're also confirming where I had the experience as well, and that's out on my profile, so they can see that. But we also measured the environmental factors, and at that point that was air pressure of 12 as well. That was quite an experience. Sure. That we've captured an EVP, and also confirming the feeling that we all had in the same area.
No, without a doubt. What's your opinion on devices where you're getting obelisk type of devices, where you're getting words on a screen when you're asking questions, and the let me ask you first, what's your experience with using something like that before I ask your opinion?
Yeah, that's fine. So I have used the Ovilus. We've actually used the Ovilus in tandem with what we call a communication board. So that would be a Ouija board. Mm-hmm. And actually, we've had some really good experiences where the words have matched up or tied in with the communication that's coming in via a Ouija board, a communication board. On its own, it can be 50-50. Mm-hmm. So I'm probably going to sit on the fence on this one, because I've had some good experiences with it, but also it does also send out a lot of words that don't mean a lot as well.
Sure. It just came to mind when you were referencing, you know, what you were experiencing there, where you're talking about where it was saying down there, and it was very much relatable to what was going on, because we had an experience, me and my daughter. We don't do much investigating, but we go out and more so kind of learn history about places and then, you know, mess around with some things. And we have an app that it's not a very specific one that I use, that I've researched, that I've heard, you know, this is actually, you know, somewhat good. It's not just a commercial one. And I've had so many weird things with that, that I'd say we're batting 70-80% on it in terms of accuracy. And I'm just kind of shocked by it, because there's been so many times we're in a cemetery and she's holding a K2 meter. And I said, the thing in her, and I'm speaking like it's a child, which that's just me being dumb. You know, the thing in her hand over there, if you can go near that, you know, that may light it up. So why don't you try and go towards that thing in her hand? And it says meter.
Yeah. 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 Like, you can explain that, can you?
Yeah. It's like, yes, it's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
you know, it's so interesting, the ways of communication that continue to kind of evolve. I mean, and you've been doing investigating far longer than I have in the field, and you've seen, you know, kind of things evolve and new things come about. Where do you think that world is heading in terms of abilities to get communication that seems to make some sense, that we're really can bat higher numbers to really say, yeah, I can't explain this, but it totally makes sense that we're communicating with something.
At the moment, my favorite tool, and again, it's probably been well publicized on another TV program, is the SB7.
Mm-hmm.
Seven session, and that we're only just sort of experiencing that one for ourselves, but we've had some really compelling investigations in terms of so normally I'm the person wearing the headphones and just saying the words out while my friend Andy is asking the questions, but when I watch back I go, oh my gosh, you know, because I can, like you with the app, I can just be relaying the words out and just the most random word will come up and I'm like, what on earth are they asking?
Mm-hmm.
But actually when you listen back to it, it makes a lot of sense. So in terms of the future and communication, I think technology is really helping us. And I think there's a lot of people connecting on Facebook and online now, and it's almost sort of we're all sort of coming out and going, actually, okay, it's okay to talk about this, and I'm hoping that over time we can bring the paranormal world together and really get some of those answers that we're looking for. And yes, technology is there with us, and I say the jury's out on the apps, but like you, I know some people that have had really good experiences with them and getting spot on communication. So maybe it will be just a case of sort of learning that technology, and the spirits will need to learn that mm-hmm. technology as well. But yeah, it's a very good question, because I think I actually have a paranormal technology book that I'm reading, and it's a sort of a very scientific book. But it's really good to build on sort of that book, and a lot of the technology has changed. But I think it will go some way to into the future, and hopefully we can use the technology more and find the science that we're looking for, really.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Mary Thomas about her journey with the dead. Thank you for supporting the program, keeping us on the air. We would not exist without you. Until next time, for all of us at The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.